In these days of rapid expansion of social media, how do we know what and who to believe? Stories are published with the purpose of influencing public opinion and affecting the outcome of political decision making. National elections have been won and lost through such interventions. It has even been given a name: fake news. What was once considered to be a lie or an untruth is now simply a strategic tool with no morality or guilt attached to it. Just because something appears on an internet feed or the TV news or in a newspaper doesn't make it true. We have to discern carefully before we decide who and what to believe and before we act on it. After reading today's gospel, many of us might recall how sometimes the Apostle Thomas has been called Doubting Thomas, but that really is an undeserved nickname. Think about it. Thomas simply wanted to have the same hard evidence of the resurrection of Jesus that the other apostles had. So Thomas challenged them. Just being able to see the risen Lord may have been enough for Thomas. In light of this, we have to ask ourselves, what is the source of our faith? Why do we believe today, especially with so much negative news that we have encountered in the church? Is our source of faith in the people we encounter, or in a particular bishop, priest, religious brother or sister? Or is it in Christ, whom we cannot see? In the first days after the crucifixion of Jesus, the disciples were very slow to believe. They had seen the gruesome reality of the death of Jesus. They had buried him. And now the only visible evidence they had was an empty tomb. So when individuals came and announced that they had seen the Lord and that he was alive, Thomas was understandably skeptical. Then Jesus asked Thomas, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Jesus is talking about us. Those of us who have not seen the risen Lord yet have believed. That's the good news that the gospel proclaims to us today. But even better news is God's divine mercy that we celebrate today. Mercy is God's greatest attribute, and it's offered to us constantly in our lives. We too believe, not just because we've been told, but because we've seen the difference that faith makes in people's lives, in our own lives. We touch the wounds of Jesus and participate in his divine mercy when we respond with compassion to the needs of those around us. We believe that whatever we do to the least of our brothers and sisters, we do for Christ. We believe that Jesus reveals himself to us in the love that we receive from others and in the love that we give to others. That's God's divine mercy at work in us and through us. We're not in the business of spreading fake news in order to influence people. For us, the message of the gospel is good news. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He continues to live and to love, to bring healing, peace, and mercy through our lives. Jesus so identifies with our broken humanity that the wounds of those who suffer today are his wounds. Whenever we reach out in mercy and compassion to touch and heal those wounds, that's when our faith comes to life, so that we can pray with Thomas, "My Lord and my God." Not only do we touch the wounds of Christ in those who suffer today, but even more, we rediscover our own faith, knowing that we are acting in the place of Christ. Did you ever think about that? You are acting in the place of Christ. So again, I ask, will we let our source of faith be influenced by those people whose negative behavior we can see? Or is our source of faith going to be in Christ, whom we cannot see, but who promised to be with us until the end of time and always impart to us his divine mercy?